Blog Talk Radio.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. And
everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Grace, our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He'll also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. Therefore, I strongly urge that you stop whatever it is you are doing, you find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere, and welcome back, Danielle. And I know y'all had a super-duper time on your little vacation that you had. And the main thing is, that you're back safe and sound, and everybody's going back to work and everybody's going back to school. And we just thank God for answered prayers that you made it okay. Good morning, everybody, everywhere, up in Detroit, up in Rome, Georgia, up in Paducah, Kentucky, up in West Virginia, up in Savannah, down around Florida, wherever it is that you might be. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Well, out here in Georgia, in Riverdale this morning, boy, we had a little thunderstorm come through here last night. A little thunderstorm came through here last night and dropped a pretty good load of rain. But it's passed over now. I went outside this morning. Before the program, I always go outside to sort of just check and look around and see what's going on. And looked like Mother Nature done this thing last night. But that's the way God works. And, you know, sometimes we complain about the weather and different things like that. But some of that is the way that God uses to cleanse the earth and to get the flowers blooming and to get the this going and everything. And so it's his cycle. That's what we got to work on. We got to work through his cycle. And if you can get in tune with that, you would live a happy life. If you just quit grumbling about everything, you got a hangnail on. Go ahead and get that thing clipped and go on about your business. Just sort of take life if you can with stride, and you'll feel a whole lot. You'll probably go to the doctor less if you just chill for just a minute. Just live life. Well, anyway, good morning, everybody, everywhere. And guess what? Sunday is Mother's Day. And I know everybody's going to be celebrating Mother's Day, and this is going to be a shock and announcement to you. But guess who Mother's Day is for? All mothers. Most of us think that Mother's Day is just for intact families, as we would call it. But the very first family on the face of the earth was a dysfunctional family. And I know somebody that already fell out on this phone to me. Oh my God, Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel. Cain killed his brother. Come on now. And then Adam and Eve was kicked out of the garden. So the first family had a little bit of a problem. But Mother's Day is coming for Sunday, and it's for all mothers, those who have, but we're not condoning any kind of violence or anything like that in the homes where children are, but still, it's Mother's Day. And then later on down the road, Father's Day, which should be coming up, but it's not. Father's Day don't seem to be as popular as Mother's Day, because you can see, you know, football players, most of them at least 300, 400 pounds, they're out there running around. And if they get an opportunity to get on, you know how they start interviewing some of these players and everything, when they get up to a big 400-pound person, guess what they say? Hey, Mom, I'm trying to figure out, now what about the dad? He'll never say on TV about the mom. But anyway, so we want you to really celebrate that and be happy and hope that you get your little flowers and all those kind of things that you'll do. And here's one thing that I'm hoping that you've gotten your flowers even before Mother's Day. Boy, wouldn't that be a shaka Zulu if your kids or your husband, whoever might be, if they would give you some flowers, even, you know, we always talk about that for a funeral's concern. We say give a person the flowers, you know, while they're living, things of that sort, and then you don't have to say all them good things and everything when they pass away. But so Mother's Day is the 8th. It's the second Sunday in May. And I'll tell you another thing that happens every May in God's cycle. Let me tell you what this is. All winter, roses die, look ugly, got them thorns on it, and you just think, Lord, I need to pull this thing up and start over. But I guarantee you this is one thing that I have learned since I was a child. Before Mother's Day, them rose bushes is going to bloom. I don't care where they are, in the wild, in your yard, whether you're taking care of them or whether you ignore them or whatever it is. There's something about them roses before Mother's Day, they're going to come up. And what we used to do, and I may have at least one or two people on this call who remember this, when Mother's Day come around, we used to get a red rose if your mother was alive and put it on your lapel, and you get a white one if they have already passed away. You don't see much of that today because it's not a tradition that has passed down. But that would be the first thing that we would do. We had some roses in my yard, and then we had some. We lived across the street from a funeral home that had some outstanding roses. And before I go to church on that Sunday morning, I'd go over and clip off one and stick it in my lapel because they were so beautiful, red. They were just almost like a big strawberry or something like that. Of course, my mother was alive at that particular time, and she's since passed away. But you don't see that tradition in hardly anymore, people who would wear a white if they passed away, or if you'd wear a red rose if they're still alive. But anyway, that is one of those days. Now, in Second Timothy chapter one, and beginning with verse 5, the Bible says, "And when I call into remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which first dwelt with your grandmother Lois, and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that it is in you also." Now, the Bible gives us a real overview of what parenting is all about, and not only that, but it gives credence and credit to a lot of women. You know, we've gone through some areas, and there's still some states and countries and towns and things like that who put women on the back burner, who think they're less than people, basically. That they have no value, that their place is in the home, and that they should not work outside of the home and things of that sort. We still have a lot of craziness with that, but you'd be surprised. We're actually standing on the shoulders of probably more women than we are more men, if the truth was known. When I was coming along, I just knew a whole bunch of powerful women in my life and in my city, in my town, and in my church. And thank God for the women that's in the church. We probably had to shut most churches down, close the doors, throw away the key if it wasn't for the women. Because I don't know what that is about religion and about them, but my whole existence in life, I have always given credit to women, especially when they have latest days, whenever they have lectureships, a conference, or things that sort of. Matter of fact, some of you ladies probably just missed a great national Ladies' Day program that they just had in Louisville, Kentucky, about a week or so ago. They postponed it, I think, for a couple of years. It's the pandemic, but they opened it up again and actually had it where you could actually go to the program about a couple of weeks ago in Louisville, the National Women's Conference. Is what that is. And I'm thinking, if I'm not wrong, I'll let you know again at some point in time, I'm thinking that the National Conference, Women's Conference, is supposed to be here in Atlanta, Georgia, next year. But I'll keep you posted on that, because if you've never been to one, you have really missed the treat. And you think, oh, you're a man, you're a preacher, you're a guy, whatever. Yes, and I've always supported them. And I'll make sure it's a special get a chance to go to any of them that you want to go to, anything like that. And so God bless you as a woman. And then, as I said before, in the Second Timothy chapter 1, verses 5, he talks about the grandmama, and also he talks about the mother. And then in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1, it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, that thou mayest live long upon the earth." And then it's, of course, when fathers, they come around, it says, "Father, provoke not your children to wrath, not but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." So the Bible is filled with nothing but women, passages. A matter of fact, on the day of the resurrection, it was women who showed up there first. The guys was somewhere, I don't know where them fellas were, but they showed up at the tomb first. Mary, Martha, and Magdalene, all of them showed up at the tomb first so they could anoint Jesus and sort of clean him up a little bit. But and so that's the great thing. Now, a song we usually sing in our congregation is "God Give Us Christian Homes." if you get a chance, find that song and read that song, because it covers the entire family. God give us Christian homes. It says, God give us Christian homes, home where the Bible is loved and taught, home where the master's will is sought, home crowned with beauty thy love hath wrought. God give us Christian homes. Second verse, God give us Christian homes, homes where the Father is true and strong, homes that are free from blight of wrong, homes that are joyous with love and song. God give us Christian homes. Verse 3, God give us Christian home, home where the mother is queenly quest, strive to show others thy way is best, home where the Lord is an honored guest. God give us Christian homes. The last verse, God give us Christian homes, homes where the children are led to know Christ in his beauty who loves them so, homes where the altar fires burn and glow. God give us Christian homes. God give us Christian homes. A very beautiful song, God give us Christian homes. See if you can find that sometime. Jesus certainly had friends, Lazarus and Lazarus' sisters, and all of them. They were great supporters of the Lord. And if you go back and read your Bibles every once in a while, just pick your Bibles up and read it every once. Get the dust off your Bible, just read it every now and then, and you'll see that there were a lot of, as a matter of fact, Lydia down by the seaside, who was a color of purple, and her and her family and all her house, as the Bible would say, after she had learned the gospel, she was down there with, they was having a big Bible study down there on the river, and she obeyed the gospel, and then when she went back home, it probably contributed to her have started taking the word of God back to her home place, and the Lord's church started as a result of that. And so this coming Sunday, on May the 8th, 2022, the pandemic has sort of settled down just a little bit, and my prayer is that God will bless all of our women and that you will have a successful day on that day. Get out, get you a good dinner, things that sort. And that if you have not, children, if you have not called your mama in a long while, please do so. Please do so. If you've been intending to go see them for a long while but been putting it off, take this opportunity to please and go see them. Give them their flowers while they're living. Jesus loves you. He died for you. And he is coming again. And have a super duper week.